Well, it happened. It happened. Welcome to the playground, first off. Turn up the music and whatnot. It is Sunday Morning Playground, Sports Talk 1050, WTKA The Ticket, online at WTK.com. The Miz Man on the at the head of the playground today. Jay-Z about to walk in, bust the door open like he owned the joint. Tony Owen here. And we got Anthony on the ones and two. Anthony back in the playground. So, Anthony, first off, good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome back to the playground. Of course, we got a whole just producer side filled up with your brother there.
Yeah, we got a whole studio over here filled with people.
You got a whole
bunch snacking on Tim Hortons and
Timmy's
coffee and a bunch of other stuff.
You say we got a whole bunch. It's like
where's mine?
Looks like a whole room divided. We got a lot of maize and blue on this side, and green and white on that side, and you and Madison Rally from W4. She's also the head of our promotions department here.
She's snacking on a bagel sandwich right now.
Your brother is there. Is he a Sparty as well too?
Yeah, but he can swing for both fences.
I don't know how to answer that one.
I mean, it's for both teams, but I mean, it depends on the situation. Last night we were both rooting for the same team.
I don't know how to really answer that one. If you say he's on the fence for both teams, he swings for both teams.
Well, it depends who he's seeing at the time.
Oh, freaky deaky. Okay, and then of course we also have Madison's husband Tom, who is clutch. If you were at the Victor's Lounge yesterday, he was the man that built that sweet desk. Brand new countdown to kickoff, Golabat Blue, sweet ass desk that we've got.
Oh, it was a beautiful desk.
Game day ain't got nothing on that. Let's just put it that way. But we digress as we open up the show. Obviously, that side of the glass is elated. This side of the glass, not so much. Michigan losing to Michigan State in the 110th edition of the Battle for the Paul Bunyan Trophy. 14-10 under the lights, the first time under the lights. You're probably not gonna win when you turn the ball five times, right, boys?
That's a pretty accurate statement.
Yeah, that's pretty accurate. Jay-Z?
Yeah.
You were here all night.
I was.
I'm pretty sure you opened up shop here and you closed down shop and then you reopened it up again.
Yep. About 5 hours away, not even that.
Yep. Other than that, what your thoughts?
Well, I think John U. Bacon said it best that, you know, two first downs by Michigan State the entire second half.
Mm-hmm.
That means your defense is great.
Yeah.
But the offense for the Wolverines, not so great. And you kind of put it that way is if we could just get an offense just half as good as the defense is, we're going to stay in a lot of ball games. And all it would take is one play. You can't put it on anyone. You got to put it on everyone. And, you know, I kept waiting and waiting and waiting for, you know, the defense to have a pick six. That would have done it, I would think.
Mm-hmm.
Or the offense to just march down. And it seems like one of their best drives was that last drive. Yeah, it ended up, you know, McDoom dropped one. A couple of the guys, you know, it should have been going, you know, but it did. I think everyone felt the same way it did. If you're a Wolverine, we punched first, we scored three. They came back, we stopped them, they kicked the ball back, and then when we had the fumble, that's when the lights were turned out, and we weren't able to turn them back on the offensive side.
It's a good thing that the stadium lights were on, so there's that. Kind of going over the stats real quick, and I know no one wants to really hear this, but if you want to chime in, 734-998-1050. You can also tweet us at WTKA_playground. You can tweet me personally at The Miz on Air. You can tweet Josh at JC
Madison Rally.
Yep, you tweet her as well. She'll give you all of her Michigan State insight because she loves to do that. JZ Radio, follow Josh there. Tonio is at Tonio. Still don't have no Twitter, so go ahead, don't follow him there. Then you've got Anthony. What's yours again?
It's kind of complicated. Basically created that Twitter when I was in high school, and I thought I was cool.
That is a long Twitter handle, by the way.
I apologize.
Okay.
I'll try and create something a little bit shorter.
Oh, that's not your Twitter handle. I thought it was. Okay, go ahead.
I'm sorry. No, it was Italian Stallion for the longest time, and then I'm like, no, that's pretty lame. So Tony the Tiger is my Twitter handle, TTONY_the underscore tiger.
So Tatoni.
Tatoni underscore the tiger.
Yeah. So give us
we'll have to change that.
Yeah, we'll have to change that. So go ahead.
Something more simple. I apologize.
Yeah. So go ahead and give us a follow. If you got anything you want to tweet out, tweet at us. Go ahead. If you don't want to feel like calling in, I don't blame you one bit. Bringing down the stats real quick. Passing was just kind of terrible on both sides. Brian Lewerke, the quarterback for MSU, 11 for 22, 94 yards, one touchdown, as long as it was a 30-yard pass. John O'Korn, even worse. 16 for 35, 198. He may have outpassed everyone, but that was about it. Three picks. He was sacked four times. Brian Lewerke was not sacked at all in the game. Does that surprise you guys at all that the Michigan defense could not sack Brian Lewerke at all in the contest yesterday?
No, I he's that mobile quarterback. Since he's leading the team in rushing, you knew it was going to be tough to get him down, and that's for all teams. But obviously, no, I would say he's a mobile guy. He can get sideline to sideline, and usually when he does move up, he's going to try to get a few yards. So for this not to have a sack, no, I don't. Against Lewerke, he did a good job.
Tonio?
Yeah, I mean, so the other thing that I saw Michigan State do quite a bit of was like shovel passes or kind of like shifting screen passes.
Mm-hmm.
So I think over the course of the game, that was kind of used to maybe, you know, get Michigan to rush a little bit less, to have them, you know, stay back a little bit and not rush so many.
Understand. Anthony, since you're the big Michigan State guy over there, and that entire room is very green.
He's the biggest.
He is the biggest. You are the biggest one. and I'm not talking about the biggest one in the room. By the way, you follow Tom over there at Cats for Real. Follow him. He's a stand-up guy. Real nice guy.
Former MSU lineman.
He's standing up.
He's a pretty big dude.
Well, he's sitting down right now, but I'm pretty sure.
He is.
I don't want you to stand up.
I mean, if he was, now he's standing up right now. So, I mean, I know you can't hear me because he's got his headphones. He's got his microphone on. This is real radio right there.
Yep.
But, I mean, Kaz is one of those guys. I mean, he's a stand-up guy, and obviously he is standing up.
I'd prefer to be sitting down right now.
Oh, I got you.
I'm a little sore from yesterday, man. Cheering so hard.
Totally understand. Tom, let me ask your opinion, actually. Being a former MSU lineman, your thoughts on, does it surprise you that the Michigan defense couldn't get to Lewerke and sack him at least once, considering that Michigan was one of the top defenses in the nation?
Yeah, I mean, you're asking an O-lineman why the quarterback never got sacked. I think the O-line did a great job picking up all the different blitzes and stuff that they threw at them. It was the first time this season that they really put a good game together.
We got comments from the peanut gallery,
I'm not
sounds
sure
like.
What to do with my hands, apparently, when there's a microphone in front of me. No, I think they played hard, man, and those guys are going to show up to play on that, you know, under the lights, in the stadium here, in the little house. I think that they were well prepared. They weren't coming off of a bye week, and sometimes that's debatable whether a bye week is a good thing for a team or not. I mean, when you're rolling and cranking, and then you suddenly get that week of, you know, a little bit of freedom, you get a little bit over-prepared a little bit and stuff like that. So sometimes I think that's a little bit of a detriment, but I think the guys came ready to play. And to his point, Lewerke is a mobile quarterback, so even if something does come through, he's going to be able to get away from it. As Madison says, tuck and run. the kid's a gamer, and he's really coming into his own right now, so it's a good day for him.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely helps when Michigan doesn't break any legs. Doesn't break his leg like he did last year.
Yeah, that much appreciated, not getting that leg broken. But, I mean, yeah, you saw it with, I mean, even some of the late hit stuff. That is just guys going hard. It's tough to stop yourself from doing some stupid things like that. And you sometimes have to, you know, with that kind of game, you know, you're going to get those little penalties here and there. Yes, they're costly. But it's because of how intense they're playing and how hard they're going. Sometimes you just can't pull up. And from the sideline, from TV, you know, it looks bad. Looks like they're, you know, it's a cheap shot. But at the end of the day, I mean, I'm looking at that and seeing a guy that's, listen, I got no off button right now. It's a rivalry game. We're going hard.
Mm-hmm.
And if you get that little, you know, late hit on the quarterback, we take the yardage and climb back up and battle.
Those are words from a former O-lineman. And without a doubt, Tom. Thank you for first off for breakfast. Appreciate the
dude. They forgot my muffin. Like the one thing I wanted that I was excited about.
Okay, you drove, but who drove, who bought?
I drove. It's a joint account, so.
Okay, well, there we go.
I mean, it's complicated, right?
So. Either way, the Timmy's is a clutch move, by the way.
No, dude, they forgot my muffin. I'm so upset.
Okay, so which one so we can go ahead and put them on blast?
Listen, I'm not going to put anybody on blast, especially being Canadian. You never throw your Timmy Hills under the bus, but we're talking a fruit explosion muffin with the fruit-filled center. I'm hot right now, bro. I'm hot.
If there are any Timmys that are listening right now, would love to deliver a fruit explosion muffin just for Tom. 1100 Victor's Way, Suite 100. Call up the station. Let us know.
We can right this wrong right now.
We can right the wrong. Get the ship sailing in the right direction because that's how we need to be on a Sunday morning like this. 14-10, Michigan State reclaims the Paul Bunyan Trophy the 8th time in 10 years.
That's just in case you're doing the math, that's 8-2.
Yeah. Tom, how many times...
He's gotten his master's at Michigan State now? Paul Bunyan, that guy?
Oh. Is it in drinking, or...
His undergrad degree.
I don't know what Michigan State actually is good at, besides drinking and apparently, according to a lot of MSU Twitter accounts, owning Michigan on the football field, but... That's still to be debatable, but
well, I mean, if you were to come down and visit me down there, I'd be able to show you a couple of nice things, or you know,
yeah,
well, outside of what you're predisposed, as, you know.
Yeah, I know. I'm a bad friend. I know. You can go ahead and put that on blast right now.
Hey, I forgive you, bud. You're welcome anytime.
And hey, how many times in your time at MSU did you guys claim the Paul Bunyan Trophy? Out of
I
curiosity?
Feel like you're asking this because you know the answer.
I don't know the answer, actually.
On all 4 years that I was there, we did not win one game.
Oh, see, I had no idea.
We lost. I was part of the triple overtime loss here in the big house.
Uh-huh.
Where Braylon Edwards threw it or caught the ball like four times in the fourth quarter over top of a guy that was 4'6". If I was game planning that game and that guy was covering our best receiver, that would be every throw that day. But they made some spectacular plays at the end of the game and beat us in triple overtime, and that was probably the hardest one
mm-hmm.
to deal with. But, I think that was the 05 game.
I think you're right, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, I don't have a lot of fond memories of beating them, so.
No, I mean, like I said,
the last 10 years have been nice, is what I'm saying.
No, I got you. I wasn't trying to put you on blast like that. I actually had no idea, to be honest.
Bro, I'm calling you out right now.
All right, fine. You can call me out on that. That's fine. Tom Kaczmarek, thank you much, brother, for obviously, I think I speak on behalf of everyone here with the sweet-ass desk and obviously the awesome Timmy's, and thank you, Madison, for the Timmy's as well.
You're welcome, man. It was a pleasure making that thing, and it looks legit.
Like
that setup that we had this weekend for tailgate and the show. I think Ira and the guys really, really looked official up there. And
Kaz and Matt Creative.
Yeah, Kaz and Matt Creative, basically creating anything you can dream of.
There you go, little plug. There you go. I mean, why not? I mean, this is a playground. We have fun here, you know.
Yeah.
Even in a loss. We'll break down the offense a little more, Anthony. We're gonna go to a break, okay?
Break.
We're gonna go to a break. So when we come back, we'll break down the offense. If you want to call in, 734-998-1050. Hopefully, Anthony can work the phones. I think Jay-Z gave him a good enough tutorial. But when we come back, we'll talk about the offense a little more. You're listening to WTKA Playground.